pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Joining me this week, let's see. Who do I start with? Should we go alphabetical order? JC yes. Carter.
Hey, welcome to the resistance, everyone.
That's it. And Taylor said she might drop in on shows from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be hearing her again someday soon. That would make me very happy.
And that would make me very happy.
Yeah. And then Tiffany had to go help her mom with something today. So I had to run her up north first thing this morning, which is a lot of fun. So what I want to do, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is give you a litmus test for 20-year-old JC.
Hmm.
As opposed to old JC. Right?
Okay.
Do you have plans, intentions, or desires to go and see Wuthering Heights?
No.
Really?
Even at 20, there was no way.
I love that.
No, I was. Yeah, I never got into that. I never got into gothic romance. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was a book on tape that had bounced around our family for a little while, and I ran out of other books on tape to listen to, so I swiped it and listened to it and was like, well, that was fucking great. And then I got the unabridged version, because books on tape were garbage back in the day, and read it and was like, well, that was pretty good. I enjoyed that. So, okay. All right. I think 20-year-old me could have talked 20-year-old you into doing it.
You would have dragged me to it. I would have gone with you just because it would have been fun. But yeah, I'm just not. It wouldn't have been my first pick.
No, and you know, and Margot Robbie being in it.
Oh, I think, well, never mind. I'm there.
That's what I'm thinking. Is it's like, you know, I know Margot Robbie can act. Because I have seen her act the fuck out of some stuff. But can she act like this? You know?
This is
a different kind of acting. You know? So,
it's impressive they got her and not Anna Taylor-Joy, Anya Taylor-Joy to do it. So, yeah, I'm excited. I Margot Robbie would be great in it. So, let's see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd watch it. I don't know.
I still don't know, man, because it's just, I just never got into that stuff.
I might wait
I've
for it to stream.
I've seen a lot of it. I mean, I've seen a lot of that stuff. I saw Anya Taylor-Joy in Pride and Prejudice. I liked that. But I don't like the book. I liked Anya Taylor-Joy's performance.
Fair.
But I didn't like the book. And I mean, I can't argue that they're classics and they're brilliantly written and blah, 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 blah. It's not for me.
I get it. I was surprised when Wuthering Heights was something I enjoyed as much as I did. Because, it fell well to the side of what I had been reading at the time. So I was doing a lot of fantasy fiction and sci-fi.
Now, if somebody did a remake of some Hemingway, that would be pretty cool. I could get into that.
Yeah, which
Hemingway
one?
Sun Also Rises I liked because it was just a group of guys just getting by. That'd be a good little kind of art house film. I loved For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Who else? I would like to see, if not Gen X, Generation X from Douglas Coupland made into a movie. mm-hmm. then at least Life After God, I think, would make a good little festival circuit film.
Well, Life After God would work because it's a bunch of short stories, so you could put it in as a like a little mini series on Apple or something. It'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then David James Duncan, I found out. I don't know if you've read him or not. He wrote The River Wye and The Brothers K. Mm-hmm. Has a new book out. Came out about a year and a half ago, and I had no idea. He's one of my favorite authors of all time. And I mm-hmm. would really like to see anything he's ever written, but it's called Sun House. Mm. And it's good. I mean, it's got to be good because everything he's written is fucking brilliant and long. And I do like a long book.
So, well, after they ruined On the Road Again, I don't have any hope of having a good Jack Kerouac movie ever. There's so much they could do, and it just didn't work.
I still haven't seen it because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know I will one of these days, probably if I see it streaming, because I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been lack of opportunity. I know I was interested in it to the point that I bought the paperback that I immediately fucking lost. Mm. You know, so that's, I believe, the 11th or 12th copy of that book I've bought in my lifetime.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I lose them. I don't know. It's entertainment. It's literary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are times when art can transcend. I mean, if you go back and watch the old Wuthering Heights movie, it's a creepy fucking movie. It's like a horror movie.
No. It's like I said, it's gothic romance. It's designed to be that way.
Yep.
And it just, never appealed to me. Yeah.
And so last night, in a fit of pique, I flipped over to the website to the theater down the street. Like, I can afford that, but whatever. I wanted to see what was playing, you know, and I scrolled down there and started checking seats for Melania. And I'm like, I'll take two tickets to see what the times, the seating look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four showings that I looked at,
mm-hmm.
two seats in different showings.
Available or
no two that have been bought.
Two that had been bought.
Yeah. The second showing and the fourth showing each had one seat purchased. Now there's a Craigslist ad running around. I believe it, but I can't confirm it, that in several big cities they're offering people $50 plus the price of the ticket to go watch Melania, and you get paid at the end if you stay for the whole thing.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch this unless they're getting paid. I mean, fuck, Bezos didn't even make it unless he was getting paid somehow from, you know, in somewhere, some quid pro quo from the Trumps to make
He paid 45, I think we're going to talk about that's in one of the links, but I think he paid $45 million for this piece of shit.
It was a $45 million bribe to keep them from collapsing his monopoly. That's really what it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Depraved. Critics torch Trump after shocking. Oh, that's not the right one. Da 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 da. Probably
the next one
still works. Yeah,
from Yahoo.
I went to see the Melania movie, and now I know who's buying all those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Melania Trump's relative scarcity from her husband's second term has not gone unnoticed. The first lady had an implicit excuse for her absence, though. She's been busy working on other stuff, like this documentary she was making about herself, for which Amazon paid her an insane $40 million. And then they spent $30 million on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to make all that back. So far, they have made $5 million.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, $5 million. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, not dollars. Five. No, $5 million. They've made $5 million back out of 70-ish.
Yep, out of $70 million. Yep.
First of all...
I didn't expect this to be profitable. I expected this to be a write-off for Bezos, because this is just nonsense.
Yeah. But I have helped shoot one and have shot another complete documentary in my life. I wouldn't know what to do with the other... you know, $39,999,400 because I had to have craft services. I wouldn't know what to do with the rest of it to shoot a documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. I could shoot a documentary for you if you got me the equipment and the crew and the DP. That's going to be a big expense, yes, but it's not going to be $40 million.
No. No, you could probably do it for two.
Yep, and then transport. That's not going to be $40 million. So what's $40 million, right? Yeah.
Well, transport what? You're a dude with a camera and a segment producer following somebody around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I could do that included in that original $2 million.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I still wouldn't know what to do with the other million and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's really it. I don't know what I'd do.
I don't think...
I mean, I get the people, you know, if you get the best DP, so you get some really beautiful shots, he's going to cost $1 million, $2 million for his or her expertise, right? If you get a good editor, they're $1 million, $2 million to get them on board to edit your film with you. You're going to want to make at least as much as the DP and editor are making. You still haven't hit $40 million yet.
Nope. Nope.
You know, the DP's going to want his camera crew. They're going to cost a couple million to bring in. Your transport is probably a couple million. If you're traveling around, you know, like Melania, you would imagine they're following her around the world and at times.
Fair.
That's still not $40 million. So, yeah. What the fuck did they put $40 million into? Yeah.
And seriously, who the fuck spends $2 million on a camera crew for a fucking documentary?
Right.
I mean, exactly. Come on. It's not a documentary. It's fan service for the MAGA crowd. So this article...
Who aren't going to it. Yeah.
Yeah. What did she say? I went to the first available screening Friday morning after noticing when I bought my ticket that all the other people who were purchasing a ticket were also going alone, and therefore was not surprised to see that nearly everyone else in the theater with me was a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
We may not have had any Melania fan on the street interviews, but at least we had esprit de corps and people to snicker with. Did my fellow members of the Fourth Estate feel as embarrassed as I did walking in, knowing the theater employees might assume that we were there as fans? I, for one, did not anticipate how much the act of showing my ticket would feel like wearing a MAGA hat. That's pretty good. Yeah, nuts. Nuts. That kind of money just being thrown at the fucking president's family again, some more.
Mm-hmm. So he spent $70 million on this, and he laid off 16,000 people, and he's gutting the Washington Post.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's made the difference up by just laying off people and gutting the Washington
just
Post.
Just by there. Being an asshole.
Yep. Yep.
So, Alex Pretty, we talked about him last week. The news has talked about him constantly this week, which they should, mm-hmm. And Renee Good. And Trump, all over the place on this, you know, from, oh, sad tragedy to domestic terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing. So mm-hmm. What happened was, is they released a video from 11 days before the shooting.
They found a video that nobody knew about, including them.
Yep.
From 11 days before. Yeah.
In which Alex Pretty was shown, allegedly, spitting mm-hmm. at an ICE agent and mm-hmm. kicking one of their trucks so hard that it broke the taillight. Which, by the way, badass, sir. Badass. That is not easy to do. They're made to get bumped.
So, I guess it would depend on what truck it was, because some of those are pretty cheaply made. So, yeah.
Sure. I don't know. It's whatever American truck they're driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the one thing that has surprised me is they've pretty much kept with that. I really haven't seen them in any foreign cars. Though, somewhere in the back of my head, I seem to recall somebody used government money on a foreign car. I could just be making it up. I don't know. Anyway, so Trump pops up 1:30 in the morning, has something to say about Alex Pretty. Mm-hmm. Says agitator and perhaps insurrectionist Alex Pretty's stock has gone way down with the just released video of him screaming and spitting in the face of a very calm and under control ICE officer, and then crazily kicking in a new and very expensive government vehicle, so hard and violent, in fact, that the taillight broke off in pieces. It's true. That's what I saw. Yep. It was quite a display of abuse and anger for all to see. Crazed and out of control, the ICE officer was calm and cool. Not an easy thing to be under those circumstances. Make America great again.
What the fuck happened a few days later when Pretty was trying to protect someone and they went ballistic on him and fucking murdered his ass?
Well, yeah. If they knew he was the guy from 11 days before and they've been pondering on it and thinking about it and then they decided to blow him away, you know, that's some serious murder shit. First mm-hmm. degree. Really? And second, breaking a taillight's like a misdemeanor. We don't execute people for misdemeanors. We don't. Spitting on a cop is a misdemeanor.
Yep. Spitting on a cop is a misdemeanor. Damaging a government vehicle is a misdemeanor. It's a federal misdemeanor, but it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
And he's saying, oh, well, he was very calm and cool. Not an easy thing to be under those circumstances. So we have one ICE officer in all of Minneapolis, apparently, who was calm and cool under agitators, while everyone else is literally spraying you in the face, like from point blank range, knocking you around, threatening you, putting guns at you, and ultimately, in two cases, murdering your ass. So that's what we have. That's what we have. We have one calm ICE officer. Everyone else is a fuck up. That's what I'm getting from Trump here.
Well, that's really it. Is if you weren't going to arrest him at the time, don't bring it up again after he's been publicly executed.
Mm-hmm.
Because of something you did, dick.
Yeah. You could have arrested him at the time. You could have been holding that video to figure out who he was. Then you figure out who he was and go arrest him. Okay, that's fair. But you release the video. It's like, well, see, he was a problem. He was an agitator. Yeah, he was a fucking agitator.
Take him to jail.
Because guess what Nazis need? They need fucking agitation.
So, ICE, when not murdering civilians, is trying to break into consulates.
Yeah.
They tried to break into the Ecuadorian consulate in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Ecuadorians.
There's going to be all kinds of illegals in here.
Jesus, yeah. I mean, they didn't learn a lesson with the South Koreans.
Nope.
They raided that plant, arrested all those guys for a couple of days, and South Korea's like, we're going to take our $100 million and go home.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. So Ecuador's Minister of Foreign Affairs has filed a protest with the United States Embassy after Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents tried to enter the Ecuadorian consulate in Minneapolis without permission on Tuesday. A video of the attempt on social media shows a consulate staffer running to the door to turn the ICE agents away, telling them, "This is the Ecuadorian consulate. You're not allowed to enter. Diplomatic immunity." No, I'm sorry. I was wrong movie. One ICE officer. Now I got Danny Glover in my head. It's been revoked. because only Danny Glover was in that movie. Nobody problematic.
Nobody just a problematic Danny at Glover all movie. Was in that movie.
Lethal Weapon. Glover. Lethal Weapon 2. And then Rene Russo showed up. And, Predator 2 was in the middle of that.
She was a good partner for him in Lethal Weapon 3.
Yep, because there was no one else in those beloved movies.
No other problematic individual in that movie, in those movies.
Consulate officials immediately prevented the ICE officer from entering the consular building, thus ensuring the protection of the Ecuadorians who were present at the time and activating the emergency protocols issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility. That is a statement from the Ecuador Ministry. A note of protest. These fucking idiots. It's like holy ground. That ground is not American soil the minute the consulate gets flipped on.
Yep.
That soil belongs to the country that has the consulate there.
they have paid for that consulate to be there in that city. If a person enters that, they have entered Ecuadorian, the country of Ecuador, basically, in this case. And if an Ecuadorian flees there to escape ICE, who will then take them and put them in a concentration camp, because I have no better term for it than that right now, where they're get barely fed, they're stacked so deep, everyone gets sick, and they're kept there until they finally deport them. It's like they're self-deporting by going to their consulate.
Look, they're in Ecuador, dummy.
Yeah. They've gone to Ecuador. Yep. Yeah.
Hola, Ecuador. I would be. Now, I'd be that Ecuadorian waving through the glass door. You bet your ass I would.
Now, I mean, if you're serious, if this person was a serious, you know, he was a criminal or something and a problem, but he flees to Ecuadorian, you know, consulate, and they take him in and don't turn him away, then I guess you could watch the consulate to see what happens to him. But ultimately, it's usually they get them out of the country. That's what they're supposed to do.
That's what you should. So, and then to put a nice tiny bow on the week, just yesterday, Saturday, mm-hmm. January 31st, Trump said, okay, wants DHS to stay away from protests in Democratic-led cities until they ask for federal help. It worked. If this is real, it worked.
This is what we fucking need. Okay. I'm willing to accept that we may have a problem with criminals coming into this country illegally and continuing their criminal operations. I watch a lot of cop TV. Yeah, okay. I can accept that. It's within the realm of my imagination can happen. Do I think it's happening at the level that Stephen Miller and Donald Trump think it is? No, not at all. Not in the least.
No, not at all.
But that should be handled exclusively or primarily by the police force in the city. And if they need assistance, they call in Homeland Security to bring in immigration and, you know, Immigration Customs Enforcement to help capture these criminals and pull them out. That's what Obama did during his, when he was the, deporter in chief, during his deporter in chief period, he used ICE in that way. And it's like, if we have, you know, cause they're always, Trump was going on about the drug dealers and all the fentanyl coming in. I'm like, if they are there, the city is aware of who they are and where they're coming from. Let them call in ICE to deal with the problem. But this sweep and clear that Stephen Miller wants is just simply fascism and the secret police at this point.
Yep.
It's just Nazi Germany all over again. And you saw that little shit, Boingo or whatever his name is, who was, they got rid of his ass.
Oh, Bagino?
Bagino. Talk about your Nazi cosplay.
Yep. Does he like, know he's the wrong body type, hair color, face, and height for to be the Aryan race?
Yeah. I don't think he cares. Yeah, well, he just looked like a little Nazi soldier. It was funny.
He did. Rocking the Hugo Boss. All right, we got to take a break. we get back on the other side. Just more bad shit. We'll be right
more
back.
More bad shit.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast. In Tinseltown, we remember Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, that one was real sad.
Filoni's in charge now.
Quick, look busy.
James Gunn doesn't accept your headcanon.
James Gunn will do it the way James Gunn wants to do it.
Sex Criminals is coming to Prime.
That's what she said.
We watched Wonder Man, Starfleet Academy, Fallout, Pit, and Casino Royale.
You guys, I watched a Star Trek.
Comics, we remember Sal Buscema. Summit Comics wants to take on Marvel and DC.
Ooh, I hope they wear protection.
Dream big, bold adventurer.
The Ultimate Universe isn't ending.
Or isn't it?
The Phantom will take on the Skyband. We read Iron Man number 1, Astro Quantum number 1, Battleground, and ACOTAR. All that in Ted Lasso season 4.
Believe!
Face Stretch, true believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on thecomicbookpodcast.com and almost anywhere you can find podcasts.
The stork is a bird that brings the baby. The swallow is the one that prevents it. So if I hadn't have flubbed the landing, that was a pretty solid launch into the Melania movie bullshit.
That was. Not bad. I honestly thought that's where you were going. I grabbed the story and moved it over a tab so I could keep up.
Yeah, I just had him. I had him in the wrong order. That was my plan all along. I had a plan.
I was like, you just took into that. I'm like, that was a good lead in. I liked that.
Yeah. I don't care what I do. I don't care if I save 100 babies in a burning building. Nobody ever needs to shoot a documentary about me that costs more than about $500. It's pretty simple. It's going to be pictures and bullshit stories. That's all. Because whatever they said, I didn't do it. I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. I probably did it. I don't know. So we have First Amendment issues. We have Second Amendment issues. We have Fourth Amendment issues. And we definitely have a 25th Amendment issue that really needs to be addressed post haste.
Yes.
If you know what I mean. And and what we're going to talk about at the top here is First Amendment with Don Lemon. I'm not a big fan of Don Lemon. Never have been. I don't know why. You know, he's just not my guy. You know, my guy is Rachel Maddow. And
she's my guy, too.
Yeah. You know, and Don was over on CNN. And CNN's been bullshit for a number of years. Not as bullshit as it is now, but for a number of years, quite bullshit. And so that's, you know, I think one of the reasons I never did. It's like I adore Anderson Cooper because I've seen video of him laughing. That's it. It's just the most adorable. It's like looking at a video of a puppy. If you've never seen, if you haven't seen video of Anderson Cooper laughing, please pause the program, go to your YouTubes and look it up and just prepare to fall in love. Cause it's funny as hell. So are you familiar with it?
I believe I have seen it. Yes.
Yeah. It's cute. That's just it. That's just all it's cute. So anyway, Don Lemon, not my guy. Not my guy.
Okay, that's fair.
Would I stand right next to him at a First Amendment protest right now? You bet your ass I would. I'd take a punch for him. Easy. You know, because I don't like his interview style. Never have. Thought it was weird he went into the church. I did. I was like, he's doing an interview in there. And I'm like, that's weird. But at the same time, it was a church being run by an ICE officer, and the protesters were the ones causing a problem. I personally believe that the protesters should have gathered at the door and stayed the fuck out of the church. I say that as a rampant atheist who does not give a shit about your Jesus. In my constitution, in that very same fucking amendment, you have protections to go into your church and act like an ignorant asshole. So the protesters should have stayed outside, but the protesters went in. Don Lemon went in after them and did a couple of interviews. And people are like, why are you doing this? And he's like, oh, I'm just here asking questions. Don't mind me. You know?
Yeah.
People are asking.
People want to know. The world wants to know. Why are you here?
Yep. So he got arrested.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have gone in. And You know, we've seen this. There is a line you cross with peaceful protests when you invade a space that is private or otherwise, you know, you stay out. You stay out on the public sidewalk. You have your protest. You say your say. You don't go busting in.
Churches, houses, schools,
mm-hmm.
hospitals.
Government buildings. For the most part.
I mean, I say that now, and then I know what the big general strike needs to look like. So, you know, we'll just let that one pass through.
Well, the big general strike, we can talk about that in a minute. But this one is, to me, he shouldn't have gone in. He shouldn't be in trouble for it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I'll give you that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You
want to talk to the priest? Talk to the priest when he's outside. Catch
when
him at
done.
The car.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, it is, and it makes me giggle to say it out loud. It's a sacred space. Because mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care about you and your silly religion. I don't. But you know what? You have the right to practice it. And I, as a good American, will stand in between anybody trying to make it not your right.
Yep.
You know, at the same time, these kids, fuck yeah, keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Put on that pressure. You know, do I think that you should probably be in a little bit of trouble for breaking into private property? Yeah, there's some tickets need to be given out.
It's not on par with trying to invade a foreign consulate because that's international law. But
that's war stuff.
But this is pretty much up there. You know, you don't want to go invading into somebody's sacred space, into their private places. Let them have that. You can stand outside the door and chant your stuff all you want, you know.
Yeah. And do. Please do. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids, no. What I'm impressed with is the balls it took to go bust it into a church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with it, but like Patton Oswalt says, if there's one thing in the world that expires pretty quickly, it's this week's definition of woke.
Yep.
You know, I mean, and
every single time.
That's really what it is. It's like, I'm doing my best to keep caught up, you know, but even as an atheist, I was raised in my civics and history classes to know that churches, schools, houses, Fourth Amendment, you know, mm-hmm. and hospitals should be off limits for this kind of shit. And I mean that in both fucking directions. I think that if a person of color runs into a church, they're done. Walk away, ICE. Mm-hmm. They're in a church. Leave them alone. They're in a school. Leave them alone. You know, they beat you this time. Try them next time, you little gipper. You little racist son of a gun. You know, I mean.
You can make it. You can do it. We believe in you.
Yeah, you'll make your pappy proud of you. First cousin pappy. But that's just it. And they went in. So he gets arrested. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another reporter got arrested. This was after several judges looked at the complaint from the government and went, yeah, no.
No.
So they convened a little kangaroo court grand jury full of their
Naturally.
Peers, is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
yep.
Well, yes, this is bad. Because it is. It's look, even if you're just looking at the optics, it's bad
optics.
Journalists
shouldn't be allowed to have free rein in a country with free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they arrested him, and he got out and gave a rousing speech.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent my entire career covering the news. I will not stop now. In fact, there is no more important time than right now, this very moment, for a free and independent media that shines a light on the truth and holds those in power accountable. That is a solid line. That will be in a history book.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they did to him was unconstitutional. It was.
Oh, that's why we have that. Why we have the First Amendment is to allow freedom of the press.
Yep.
They should be allowed access. They should be allowed to ask questions. And just because you don't like the answers or you don't like the way they paint you because you're an asshole, Donald Trump, doesn't mean that that's not what we have it, why they're in the Constitution. But he fucking campaigned his very first, you know, the very first time he ran for president, he was campaigning on the idea of, I'm going to get these libel laws built, bolstered up so I can throw these sons of, I can sue these sons of bitches and have them thrown in jail.
Yep.
And he said that on his campaign rally.
And he's working on it.
Yeah. He's still working on it. It's taken him 1.5 terms to make it happen, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Todd Blanche of the Trump administration would like you to know that he thinks that the Rene Good murder is not worthy of a civil rights investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that headline should read, really doesn't want a civil rights investigation.
Does not want a civil rights investigation at all.
But yes. Trump's Department of Justice refuses to commit to a proper investigation into the murder of Rene Good by an ICE agent, and instead plays semantic games trying to lull the public into disinterest, which is not very hard to do in this country anymore. Blanche recently said there was no need to investigate Good's murder because everyone saw the video. Yeah, that's why, dummy.
That's why we want it investigated. It was a murder, as far as I'm concerned. And if you're not going to file criminal charges, we need civil rights charges filed.
Yep. Yep.
Well, honestly, he can say it's not worth an investigation, but what does the ACLU say? Right?
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who are going to come in with a lawsuit.
Yep. Blanche on Rene Good. There are thousands, unfortunately, of law enforcement events every year where someone is shot. The Civil Rights Department of the DOJ does not investigate every one of those shootings. Well, that's too bad, because usually that's a cop and not a federal agent.
These shootings all need to be investigated. They all need to have they all need third-party neutral investigation. Cops should not be policing cops. And in the end, it should be at a federal level, in my opinion. If we should set up an entire department whose whole job is to investigate these kind of things.
Yeah.
To curb them from happening.
Yep. Pretty disgusting. Pretty bad behavior. Hey, speaking of disgusting, Democrats consider partial government shutdown to curb ICE. It's something.
Okay.
The latest fatal shooting of someone by a federal immigration agent in Minnesota has upended Congress's plan to avert another government shutdown, with Senate Democrats making clear on Saturday that they won't support providing additional funding to the Department of Homeland Security without major changes to the way ICE operates.
That's where we have to drag these guys we have to pull their teeth and drag them kicking and screaming into doing the right thing every single fucking time. Because Congress just went ahead and whipped it through with 9 Democrats, you know, voting for it.
Yep.
And it goes to, so the House whips it through, and then it goes over to the Senate, and they're like, oh, wait. I'm like, well, fuck, I expected you guys to whip it through just as fast. You did with the last shutdown.
Yep. And on this one, the partial government shutdown is expected to extend longer than anticipated. Hakeem Jeffries, who really needs to step down, says Democrats won't help fast-track the Senate-passed funding measure. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Sunday morning that his caucus will meet later in the day to map out its next steps over its demands for reforms to the Department of Homeland Security as a partial government shutdown went into its second day.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate on Friday voted to separate DHS funding bill from five other agency fundings for the rest of the fiscal year after reaching a deal with the White House to put it off for 2 weeks to negotiate Democratic demands for restrictions on immigration and customs enforcement amid its immigration enforcement operation, including requiring agents to wear body cameras turned on and to stop wearing masks.
No more secret police.
Yeah. Now,
and honestly, this is a good start of what we really need, which is the abolishment of this department. It's interesting that they're gonna do a CR for those 2 weeks, so they'll continue to get the same funding they had before. just not this extra 10 million that they were getting, or 10 billion they were getting. And I'm like,
they get the slush fund.
They have this slush fund, and they're like, well, we're just giving the other, we might as well just give them the 10 billion because they got this slush fund. I'm like, let them use up their slush fund and come asking for the 10 billion, and then you can strong arm them.
I believe it was a quote from Anna Marie Cox that I saw here yesterday, the day before, that said, you know, the solution to Dachau was not better training for the officers.
No, that, it was not.
That being laid right at the feet of Hakeem Jeffries, who's like, we need better training. No, we need to completely reverse what we have done in the last year.
The entire department needs to be abolished. It needs to go away. It needs to be handled. We've always had border patrol. We need to maintain that if we're going to maintain that. Honestly, I've not agreed with the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security since 2001 when it was invented. So I've always felt that it was bordering on police state.
And, well, it's always been racially motivated.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's always bordered on police state, and I've never felt comfortable with it. Now, they rolled a lot of programs into DHS under Obama because he's like, well, we could at least make it friendly. And those programs are valuable, but they could be rolled back into other departments. There's no reason to keep them at DHS.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So, just wrapping up this segment because we're about to run long, but Tammy Duckworth had Marco Rubio in one of her committees, and she was grilling him, and he kept obfuscating and bloviating.
Like he does.
So she interrupted him. She's like, that's not the fucking point. Here's my fucking point. Talk to my fucking point. So it's J.D. Vance jumped on Twitter, said, watching Tammy Duckworth obsessively interrupt Marco Rubio in this hearing is like watching Forrest Gump argue with Isaac Newton. Okay, Dick.
Which one's Forrest Gump and which one's Isaac Newton?
I think I know. I think I know where he's leading, but I think he was just backwards.
Yeah, it's backwards.
To which Tammy Duckworth responded, Forrest Gump ran towards danger in Vietnam. Your boss ran to his podiatrist crying bone spurs. Petty insults at the expense of people with disabilities won't change the fact that you're risking troops' lives to boost Chevron stock price. It's my job to hold you accountable.
Damn right.
Outstanding. Senator Duckworth. Dig it. All right, let's take a quick break. We get back on the other side. I got a mix of news. A mix.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the shows. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com. D-E-F-E-N.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Didn't Adele get 2 in a row? She got Skyfall.
She had Skyfall.
Did she get
Spectre?
Did she? I can't. Let me double check.
I don't think she got Spectre.
Who sang Bond Spectre? Spectre theme. Oh, it was Sam Smith. I hated that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. No, Skyfall. Skyfall was a good one. And then the one Billie Eilish did for, what, No Time to Die?
Mm-hmm.
That was solid.
Yep.
That was absolutely solid. I dig it. Oh, in case you guys are wondering, you can listen to it on the Comic Book Show tomorrow when we were talking about what we were watching. Netflix has all the Bond movies back. And so I'm going to watch them in reverse Bond order. So I'm going to go...
The Daniel Craig series.
Go Daniel Craig. And then I'm going
to
do...
Going back to Brosnan.
And then and then Brosnan, I go to... what's his name? The Hawk King.
Yep, Dalton. Two of them.
Yep. And
two
then,
Dalton movies.
And then was it... Then it was Moore.
Then it's Moore. Endless Moore.
Yeah. Endless Moore. And then Lazenby, who is still...
You get a Connery... You get a Connery in there.
Never
and
say
Lazenby.
Never.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no. Diamonds are forever.
And then Lazenby, who is still my favorite Bond for no other reason than he was a fucking idiot. I'd hate to get typecast as James Bond.
Oh, I don't want to do this work all the time. I'm going
money,
leave.
Fame, and fortune. Well, that's not
I
great.
I don't want any of that. I just want to surf. I'm just a surfer. I just want to surf. He takes off. That was the end of it.
Yep. And then he ends up in fucking Australian soap operas for the rest of his life.
Yep.
Yep. Dummy. But I did love that movie. I did. That was up until the weird girl fight at the end. That was my favorite movie. The girl fight. I didn't understand the girl fight. It's just, it was choreographed funny. And I'm like, okay, he's 100 pounds stronger in both of them, you know. He just grab an ankle and fling. This is not a long fight, and they're giving him ample opportunity, you know.
It was badly choreographed is what it was. Yeah. It was so obvious that he could have beaten him at any time, but yeah,
anyway,
I just chalk it up to him being very tired at that point.
yeah he was about to quit the best fucking job ever. You know, and go surfing and doing soap operas. So, of course, he was fucking tired. Somewhere in the back of his head, a little voice was going, "What are you doing?"
Up until that point, he had the most emotional ending of any Bond film.
Yeah.
One of the most powerful endings of any Bond film. And then he bails. And it's like, dude, you would have had the world at your feet.
Yep.
Because of that movie, and we could have had some really beautiful art house kind of Bond films, and instead we got Diamonds Are Forever, and then the Moore years, where they just made him sillier and sillier as they went.
Yeah, which is a shame for Roger Moore because he was a good actor.
Yep.
Yeah, I always enjoyed him.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tell we're a little light in the third segment.
Let's talk about the General Strike.
I bought nothing on Friday because that's part of a general strike, is not buying anything.
I did buy something from a local business.
Oh, good for you.
Which doesn't count.
Yeah, that's allowed. Yes.
I went to the comic book shop.
Yep.
That was it. So, yeah.
Yep. An awful lot of restaurants in the area. By which I mean Salt Lake City, not down where I am right now, but actually closed. To let their employees go. Others left notes up saying, you know, we're shorthanded because of the general strike. So if you can please not be a dick, don't be a dick, which I agree with.
My daughter's coffee shop was the coffee shop my daughter works at. She said it was very busy and she didn't for a Friday daytime. Just because they knew they know it's a local business and they went in for it. So
good. Good for local businesses. I am fine with that. Yep.
General strike, the importance of the general strike, and just to reiterate for people who are old, the one thing Trump has been listening to has been his stock portfolio. When the businessmen in the major companies that are in Minneapolis complained to him, suddenly he was like, we need to slow things down in Minneapolis. When a general strike was threatened and then actually executed, he was like, we need to just stop going into these Democratic cities unless they ask for help. He basically, because for him, we've always said, oh, well, money talks. For him, it's literal. Money is literally talking to him and saying, you have to stop this.
Yep.
Because it's all the corporate CEOs, all the investors saying, this has to stop because we're losing too much money here. Yeah.
Yep. That's really what it comes down to, mm-hmm. you know, with him. But, you know, and then again, I made this point, I think, somewhere else. I think I actually made it on the comic book show. Watching the news that day and them having an absolute fucking panic attack about the crashing stock market. And yeah. one guy's up there, it's lost nearly 2%. It's like, fuck you, rich people. Fuck right? you.
Right? What the fuck? 2%. Oh, my God. My portfolio is taking a hit, taking a beating. You know what? I work for a company that finally gave me a real 401k.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the thing. I lost the most money in March, and it really wasn't that much money because I wasn't, at the time, I just started at the company. But it really was, you could see on your chart, you know, they had a little graph, and March just craters. And then it goes back up, back to normal. And that was when dipshit was putting out all of his tariffs.
Yeah.
And put out his big tariff thing. Yeah.
Fucking nutty. All right, moving on. Anyway, it was good. Everybody seemed happy. You know,
yep.
it seemed to go well. I haven't seen any real complaints online about it. And I've been on Reddit a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people like to complain. So, nope. Yeah. Now, granted, when you're unemployed, general strikes are pretty fucking easy. But
yep.
we forgot mm-hmm. to check the state of the toilet paper in the house
Ooh.
The day before the general strike.
Mm-hmm.
And found out that we had one roll left.
Uh-oh.
So... Everybody, it's like, you know.
How do you shop local for bog roll, right?
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So I, once again, there's a bidet on both toilets in this place. It's mm-hmm. what I do. I prefer to be clean, yep. you know. So we had the bidets, and that helps a lot. That actually cuts down on TP use quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're clean. That's what a bidet is.
That's what it's there for.
You know, I just throwing that out there. The Utah State University is having a big problem with the legislature right now because they ended up spending like $11 million that they weren't supposed to spend in a way they weren't supposed to spend it. And one of those was giving the president of the university a remodeled office, including a bathroom, and she had them install a bidet.
That's where,
a real one.
The classic separate bidet? Oh, yeah. Wow.
And all I can think
one
to myself
devoted
is...
devoted only to washing your ass.
Yeah, I have no argument with that.
No.
You're remodeling a bathroom, you got room to put in a bidet, put in a bidet. That means that the president of the university has a clean ass to run around and launder money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. But it's like...
It's one less thing that needs to be laundered if she's laundering money, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, I shouldn't give a shit, but the Utah conservative GOP supermajority Mormon legislature is pissy about it. I'm fine with mm-hmm. that. My guess is the reason that they found it was not because they were looking for misappropriation of funds, is that they were investigating the university for liberalism and wokeism. And found this on accident. I don't know that this is true, but you know what? It works with my headcanon, and I'm okay with that. So it is.
Fair enough.
Okay, moving on. 9 progressive prosecutors are launching a coalition to share strategy for prosecuting federal law enforcement officers who violate state laws. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, which if that is not one of the most Philly names I've ever heard, I don't know one that is. Announced on Tuesday, saying the organization, which is called the Project for the Fight Against Federal Overreach, will also include Mary Moriarty. She's from Minneapolis. The acronym FAFO references.
FAFO! Yep, I love it.
References a slang term for negative consequences. It's fucking great.
Yep. Fuck around and find out.
Yep. Negative consequences, and its formation was spurred by growing concerns about warrantless entries, unlawful detentions, coercive enforcement tactics by federal agents. So this is pretty cool. The list is, let's see, Krasner in Philly,
mm-hmm.
Cruzot in Dallas, Moriarty in Minneapolis, Conover in Tucson, Descano in Fairfax, Fady in Norfolk, Virginia, Morales in Portsmouth, Virginia. Fairfax was also Virginia, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, Dangani Tofty in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, looks like Virginia is leading the...
They are leading the charge.
The charge here, yeah.
No, I think that's pretty cool. I hope more join, because I know...
Mm-hmm.
I know they won't hear.
They will not hear.
The sluts will save us, says Playboy.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Since December 2025, ICE has arrested around 3,400 children and adults in Minneapolis, Minnesota, according to CBS News. In January of 2026, two Minneapolis residents, Renee Good and Alex Preddy, were shot and killed by ICE agents, a result of the ongoing crackdown on escalating violence. Massive protests continue across the city, and an adult toy store called the Smitten Kitten has emerged as an unlikely community hub.
I support this.
Yeah, I do too. Here's the quote I get.
If you live in Minneapolis, you should shop at the Smitten Kitten. Show them your support.
Get down there and buy yourself a dildo. One with the warming feature.
There you go.
I've lived there. You don't want a cold dildo in Minnesota. Oh, no.
No cold. No.
Quoting the article, our neighborhood is an intersection of a lot of queer white people, artists, and immigrant and migrant communities, says Ann Lehman, sex educator who manages social media for the Smitten Kitten. The store's staff was inspired by the efforts of Rectangle Pizza, a neighboring small business focused on providing food for the city's vulnerable residents. Rectangle started doing their thing when a bunch of their staff was afraid to come to work. We were like, those people also need diapers, toilet paper, and money to pay their rent. So the sex shop's role as a community spot is unlikely for the uninitiated. Smitten Kitten's 25-year history of community outreach has set the stage for its most recent efforts. Over the past 2 months, the small business has provided goods like food and diapers to countless migrant neighbors who can't risk leaving their homes. They also raised over $15,000 for... Isaroon? Yeah. It's a nonprofit helping Somali women in Minnesota. I saw a video the other day of Somali women out giving homeless people warm soups and coffees and such. Still, in the middle of all this bullshit. So, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. My favorite thing is this picture of one of the owners. Now, let's see, J.P. Pritchman, educator, sex educator for the Smitten Kitten. The shirt says, not trying to slut shame, but some of you should be sluttier.
I support that.
I do too. I think that's fucking delightful.
I think it's great. Get down to this. If you live in Minneapolis, get down to the Smitten Kitten, donate something, support them as a business, whatever it takes. If you live in St. Paul,
just cross the bridge and go over. You know?
Yeah, no shit. There was a guy. He's the guy who got his car, his Jeep window busted out and just dragged out of the car. He was afraid to go to work, but everybody else who worked at the pizzeria he worked at were called in, said, I can't come in. So he felt obligated to go and at least help the owner, and was grabbed at a fucking gas station. So, yeah.
Yep. Pretty fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Bad behavior. A man, maybe you can call him that. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. A hulking.
Oh, speaking of Somali women.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of the toughest Somali women here.
She's fierce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, any other politician, if this had happened to them, would have been, you know, cowered back. They would have had somebody like security or something in front of them. She fucking charges him.
I'll kick your ass. I'm a war refugee, bitch.
Yep. I've survived war. You think squirting me with apple cider vinegar is going to
So this Tubby Gabagoo. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Let me Tubby Glob of Goo. I want to make sure I enunciate that so that you don't think I'm talking about delicious Italian meats. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this tubby, a gob of goo, sprayed an unknown substance, which I believe turned out to be apple cider vinegar for some reason.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, the only place I heard it was on The Daily Show, but they usually get it from some news source. So
yeah.
Evidently, he was trying to pickle her. I don't know. Yeah.
Why would you want to make her smaller? She's like 4 foot.
And it was in a syringe. Was he intending to inject her with apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, weird, huh?
What the fuck is that going to do?
Is he one of those weird MLM, you know, vitamin dipshits that thinks that apple cider vinegar is going to cure wokeism?
I believe he voted for Trump simply because he was supporting JFK Jr. That's where I'm at with this guy. I don't know. What the fuck is apple cider vinegar going to do? Because they found it was a non-toxic substance. I know that.
Yeah. It's RFK. RFK Jr. JFK Jr. was pretty cool.
Yeah, JFK Jr. Yeah, that's right. RFK Jr.
Until he crashed his airplane. Mm-hmm. Or did he?
Sorry. He's supposed to come back and help take over the country for the conservatives. Because that's what his dad was known for.
That wasn't even what he was known for.
I know.
Yeah, it's just
weird. John was a complete liberal. Oh, my God. People are so fucking... Guys like this and people like this guy who sprays Ilhan Omar with this, with apple cider vinegar, I don't get it. I wish we could just, you know, help them, treat them, do something to get them to settle the fuck down.
Police identified the man as a 55-year-old glob of goo. It was not immediately clear if the gob of goo had an attorney. The county public defender's office could not be immediately reached. Omar herself continued speaking for another 25 minutes after the man was ushered out by security, saying she would not be intimidating. Intimidated. God damn it. Intimidating. I don't know that she was
intimidating. She would be intimidating. I mean, he cowered back when she charged him, so, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, if I got charged by a raccoon, I'd shriek.
Yep.
What the fuck? All right, we got to hurry on this last one, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But job seekers are suing a company, scanning their resumes using AI. Thanks to scores of competing AI systems clogging up online application portals, applying for a new job in 2026 can feel more like applying for a bank loan than seeking a job. That's what a group of disgruntled job seekers is claiming in a lawsuit against an AI screening company called Eightfold AI. According to the New York Times, the plaintiffs allege that Eightfold's employment screening software should be subjected to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, the regulations protecting information collected by consumer credit bureaus. I agree.
Yes, it should be.
I would agree if I had a job.
There are so many corporations that use Eightfold.
Yeah.
I think we have to subcontract. I think some of our subcontracting agencies are using Eightfold because I've seen that pop up a couple of times.
Yep.
And to me, any algorithmic review of your resume that can just knock you out because you're missing one little thing that may not be important, but the AI doesn't know to take considerations for experience or whatever.
Yep.
It's like none of that is fair for job seekers.
No, it's just fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've used a service to help me find jobs to apply to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, And I've had my resume coned by professionals 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
And it still just bounces. It bounces back. I get more, you know, we've already moved forward or this and that and the other. Yeah.
Well, the problem is that it's a twofold thing. On the one hand, you've got things like Eightfold kicking your ass out.
Yep.
Unfairly, completely unfairly, and doing background checks that it should not be allowed to do. And then on the other hand, they post a job up, say on LinkedIn, and the HR guys who are compiling the resumes have to dig through all of these bots that just spam the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And so by the time you get down to 10 usable resumes, you don't give a fuck about looking at the next 50 that have come in. Those next 50 might be the perfect employees, and these 10 might be mediocre, but you've just had to clean out over 1,000 bot bullshit. You're done. You're fucking done. Yeah. It's a waste of your time and a waste of the company's time, and that's the problem. There's too much of this, and it's like we want this ability to apply and seek out employees using the internet, but the problem is the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, gang, that is it for us this week. We're going to run off and do a Patreon right now. If you'd care to join us at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, every week that we record, we put special content over there on the Patreon just for you. And in a little bit of good news, which is something we don't have a lot of right now, listenership in the live show went up considerably over the last 6 weeks to the point that I had to upgrade my hosting, and I can't afford it very well.
New bandwidth costs. You need to go talk to friends, family, total strangers. Tell them to come on over to Patreon at theleftshow.com.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice.
And if we've got all you new subscribers, why don't you guys come join us on Patreon, patreon.com/defendmedia. Help us.
Don't be shy.
Yeah. Help us keep paying for this. We want to deliver this segment to you for free, because we put it out everywhere, including Netroots Radio. But we need your help. We need you there to help us out. So, do us a solid, come on in. Cost to enter is low, so come on in. But if we get enough people to help, the low cost doesn't matter.
Yep.
Strength in numbers,
low dollar donors, community support, grassroots, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. With that said, thanks, buddy.
Yep.
And we will see you next week.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.